old world recipes passed down from generations.
I grew up eating this.
To harmonies that tell the history of a group of people. It's about traditions, survival, resilience.
It gives us hope.
Where individuals continue to dream and achieve.
Success with Anora is bringing me closer to my mission.
And hard work and passion turns those dreams into reality.
You'll reach your destination. Don't give up.
Stories that educate, entertain, and inspire. Come along for the next half hour on a journey to celebrate Armenian Heritage Month. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of Fox 11 News In Depth. I'm Roxy Karapetian in for Hal Eisner. Thank you for spending your morning right here with us as we celebrate Armenian heritage. Let's start with the indie film that recently made Oscar history. Anora took home 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. 2 Armenian actors played key roles, which added authenticity, edge, and emotion.
Trespassing. Fraud. Cheating. Theft.
Theft?
Yes, theft.
Assault.
And the chemistry between Garan Karagulian and Vache Tovmasyan is well received by audiences and critics alike.
We had so much fun doing this Armenian dialogue.
That
chemistry and friendship, you can actually see that.
Hi, I'm Annie.
I'm Ivan.
The movie is about a young stripper from Brooklyn who gets her chance at a Cinderella story when she meets and impulsively marries the son of a Russian oligarch.
Галина Степановна, при всем уважении, это просто сплетни.
Toros, played by Garin, and Garnik, played by Vache, are tasked with bringing an end to the young couple's union.
It's a frog marriage, and we're getting
a
in an old ASAP.
I wanted to portray this character as a responsible bad guy. Maybe he's a bad guy, or maybe he's not. I'm not sure. I don't think he's a bad guy. He comes to solve a problem. He has to solve this problem at any cost.
Garin had never worked with Vache, but took a gamble on him.
I used to do like TV shows and sitcoms in Armenia for 16 years, and whatever I've done, it was in Armenian and for Armenians. And when I got a call from Sean Baker, I was really surprised. I thought it's a joke or a prank from my friends. And he's like, "Hey man, I've seen your comedy. That's hilarious." I'm like, "Is that right? Like, why would you watch that?"
Sean Baker explained that Garin had recommended him. Once Vache started digging, he came to realize he'd missed an Instagram message from Garin 5 years ago.
"Hey man, sorry for delay.
5 years later.
5 years later, can you imagine? And thanks God he was not offended by that, by not answering. And like, he called me back.
Can you guys believe this? We won the ball.
Anora has received several accolades and critical acclaim, becoming Sean Baker's highest grossing film.
He's a master of creating and shooting controlled chaos.
For over 30 years, Garin and Baker have collaborated on a number of projects.
He made an actor out of me. In 1996, he made his first feature called 4-Letter Words. He gave me a little part, and then after that, whenever he does anything, he writes me a role.
The entertainment industry is tough. A few years ago, Garin says that he was disappointed, and that led him to step away. It was Sean Baker who pulled him back in.
When I gave up on myself, he didn't. He wrote this beautiful screenplay, Anora, and he said, "Well, I'm not going to do this without you," and the rest is history.
The success of the film has changed both men's lives.
I wake up every day to my social media DMs, to dozens, sometimes it's over 100 messages from Armenians around the world. And these are usually young people. And always they write to me that we're proud to be Armenian. This love that I get from Armenians is very, very, very special for me.
For Vache, his decision to move to the United States was strategic.
That was the thing, like maybe I should move somewhere where I can become more powerful and my voice will be more loud and audible, so I can help my people and my homeland more. And thanks God, on all this success with Anora is bringing me closer to my mission.
Anora has brought both Vache and Garin closer.
We're best friends now. Every morning we call each other. First thing.
He is now, like, I feel like he's my big brother, because I feel like he's my family.
Coming to set with him every day was special.
For a community that may often feel left out of Hollywood spotlight, this win meant everything. Coming up, it's more than music, it's memory. A master oud player gracefully plucks one note at a time to tell a story. Plus, flames gutted an Armenian school in Altadena, but the fire did not destroy the spirit of this community. One of the schools destroyed by the Eaton fire was the Sahag Mesrop Armenian Christian School. This institution has served the community since 1980.
This is your first time back?
Yes. I haven't been back since the last day of school in December.
Wow.
Sahag Mesrop was founded in 1980 with the mission of faith, education, and culture. Nestled up in the corner of what was once a charming neighborhood, this is what remains of what once was.
It's not even recognizable. It's just so different. It's not even recognizable.
You can still smell the smoke.
Mm-hmm. There's like a heaviness in the air.
There is. It's so haunting.
It really is. The last time I was here, it was full of kids. It was filled with joy. It was palpable. And now, like you're saying, it's haunting, and that's palpable. And the air, there's something in the air. There's a heaviness in the air.
Nanor Pilian Suarez has wonderful memories of her own childhood on this campus. And for the past several years, her children, Luke and Isabel, have been creating their own.
That's really emotional. It's incredible. That's the only color that's left is from the kit stuff. The first thing that I noticed when I saw the videos were the pillars were still standing. And I feel like it's such an analogy for, you know, it's a pillar of our community. Mm-hmm. And then so many of the people who have gone through here, either as parents or as alumni or students or teachers, have become such pillars throughout the years. And I think that's what's holding us up now.
Today was Josephine Adut's third visit since the fires.
It was very emotional to be back. I just spent some time, poured my heart out. My parents were immigrants, so this was really like their only hope to keep our culture, our heritage, all of it alive and continue with me to the next generation.
The next generation includes Josephine's son, Matthew.
The principal was my classmate, so we have a lot of memories together. When I first came here to tour the school with my husband, it was already a familiar school, and then I saw a familiar face, and I already knew that this was a good place for our son to thrive.
We interviewed Principal Maral Boyajan during the fires after the school had burned down. At the time, she couldn't bring herself to look at these images.
I just saw one image, and it was of the school's hotchkar, which is a monument at our school, and that was still standing, which just speaks volumes about our faith-based education.
It is this deep faith that's giving so many the strength to look forward.
I'm trying to remain strong for everyone around us, because as leaders, people look up to you. Our school mascot is a lion, and lions roar. And we will rise up and roar even stronger and louder.
That's the commitment Maral made to her community.
Her father was the first principal of the school. Her sister is a teacher in the school. The whole family made this their legacy. It says a lot about the leadership in the school, our principal, who is so dedicated to serving our kids.
In all the ruins and destruction, there are still signs of life.
We saw the flowers that are growing. It's a sign of hope that our future looks bright. Our kids are going to be okay, and we're going to be okay as a family.
We are still standing. We're not here, but we're together at a different location, and wherever we are, we're not the building. We're the body together, and I think it just symbolizes that perfectly. I feel like this was an amazing place to grow up, and wherever we end up will continue to be so. I feel more hopeful than I thought I would.
The plan is to rebuild and come back stronger than ever. And if you would like to join and support Sahag Mesrop, they are having their annual gala on Sunday, May 4th. Coming up, it began as a small family-run operation. Now it has grown into a beacon of quality in the culinary world.
Our journey started with two products, and we are now here after 37 years of making 3,500 fabulous products.
Amoretti turned flavor into a fortune and built a global brand. We'll go inside the company's impressive factory next. Plus, her love in the kitchen began at the age of five, a former teacher who traded in her lesson plans to begin a thriving catering empire. You know, food allows us to explore and learn about other cultures in a fun and delicious way. Shushan Darzan's love for the kitchen began as a child, and years later, she followed her passion.
So we're making kololakov apur.
Okay. And what is that?
What is that? It's a beef and bulgur and chickpea soup. We need some meat, and I like to use the ones that have some bone on it and some fat because it...
Flavor.
It gives flavor.
Even I know that.
We're gonna add about 8 cups of water. We're gonna cook this for about an hour. So while our meat is cooking for an hour, we're going to make the little kololaks now.
You'll need 1/2 pound of ground beef, 1/2 onion, 1 cup of bulgur number 2, 1/2 tablespoon of salt, 1 pinch of black pepper, then get to work.
Tell me about this recipe. Did you grow up eating this? What's the backstory?
I definitely grew up eating this. Both my grandparents fled Turkey during the genocide. They went to Beirut, Lebanon. Between the 1940s and 1950s, they all came back, all four of my grandparents. They came back to Armenia.
And they started making these recipes in Armenia.
They started making these recipes, and I grew up eating this. Just grab a little bit, make a not so perfect ball and drop it. We're gonna remove all these impurities from the top. I'm gonna add some salt, and we're ready to add the little kololaks into our soup. See, we have both meats cooking at the same time now. So I think together, another maybe 40 minutes. I'm gonna add some olive oil to the pan, 2 tablespoons of tomato paste. And all I'm doing here is giving the tomato paste some flavor. We're going to add 2 tablespoons of dried mint. I'm gonna add some of the liquid into the pot just to loosen it up and add it straight to the pot. This is canned chickpeas. I usually do 4 cloves. If you like garlic, you can even do more. Let's simmer it for another 15 minutes. Okay. Our soup is ready.
There you go.
Bari akhorjak.
Thank you, Shushan. It really was delicious. So the story of the Amoretti company isn't just about pastry compounds. It's about building something beautiful out of struggle, sacrifice, and a lot of love. It started with an idea, a dream.
We started in 89. We originally started with a confection. Unfortunately, the product was seasonal. After the first season of the holidays, we found that sales plummeted. So at one point, we decided to take apart the confection and sell its parts.
Maral and Jack Barsoomian, along with Jack's brother Ara and his wife Hasmik, created a small family-owned business rooted in love.
His mom was living with us. God rest her soul. She used to tell us, the unifying word in the world is love. If you're gonna name your company, find a word around love. And I happened to find a thesaurus, and I opened it up, and the word Amoretti just popped up.
And love has been the key ingredient in every product they've created since.
Our journey started with 2 products, and we are now here after 37 years of making 3,500 fabulous products.
Jack is the creator behind those 3,500 products. As a chemist with an incredible palate, what he does is more art than science. Over the years, there have been countless experiments and important lessons along the way.
Over 6,500 experiments to master pistachio marzipan, and then you have to make the almond marzipan. That took me 6,000 experiments. We had tremendous difficulties, both financial and growing up pains. If you were to add it up, Amoretti Company was built on 94% interest.
We ran out of money. Our house was being repossessed. We got bankruptcy notification. Our car was being repossessed.
If you have a bump on the road, it's a bump. Keep driving and you'll reach your destination. Don't give up.
And they didn't. From struggle to success, today Almoretti has 120 employees and customers around the world.
We work with manufacturers, and they use pretty much all of those products. We now also work with not only the pastry world, which is the industrial bakeries, like cheesecake manufacturers, ice cream manufacturers. We also work heavily with beverage, so we are in almost every craft beer that is out there. And we're also working with distilleries. Our number 311 we're famous for. It is our tiramisu cappuccino compound. And it has been an all-time favorite, not only with a lot of my clients, but even at the White House. It's been served for over 26 years. And there was a joke in the White House that there's only one thing that five presidents could agree on. It was our number 311 tiramisu cappuccino compound.
It's impressive to see this massive production facility with so much attention to detail.
We have literally spent a fortune. Not only is it because everything is brand new and it was custom made, but it's because everything is interconnected. So every one of these tanks can speak to each other.
In about 20, 25 minutes, you can completely clean a 5,000 gallon tank.
Which is one of these guys. So here we have what we call the flavor highway. This is basically the brains of the equipment that moves product from one tank to the other to the filling room. We've spent almost 4 years engineering this room and putting it all together. It's one of the most sophisticated in the United States.
45 years together, 37 years of marriage, Almoretti is truly built around love. Everything they have done and built is a reflection of their past and a legacy that will live on.
I say every dollar we earn, we do it in honor of our parents and our grandparents. And we're fortunate enough to have two wonderful nephews that work with us, and they are going to be running the business and continuing on the legacy.
As a human being, I am passing on to you the very best I know how to create.
And maybe that is the secret ingredient, not just in their products, but in their lives, a family that never gave up and never stop tasting possibility. Coming up, the sound of the oud. It is one of the oldest musical instruments and one of the most mesmerizing. Music expresses all of our shared cultural experiences. Today, you're going to learn about the oud. It's considered to be one of the world's oldest musical instruments, often used in Armenian music. It is often referred to as the Middle Eastern lute. It is an ancestor of the guitar. Andranik Kazarian has been playing the oud for over 30 years, and he's here to share some of the sounds of this instrument with us. Andranik, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
What made you interested in this instrument?
Due to the Armenian genocide, many refugees came to America, finding homes in the eastern U.S., and a lot of the Armenians that came were musicians. And the oud that they brought with them on their backs was their main form of making music. Mm. And as a youth growing up in the community, I would see Armenian musicians performing on the oud. And I always wondered why everyone at the event would be fixated on the oud player. Mm. So it left an impression on me. It was very striking. And over the years, I grew to love the instrument and learn it for myself. The main thing is, in the Armenian story, playing the oud was such an important part of our history. Because the instrument was all over the Middle East, and the Armenians played a very important role in making sure the oud advanced and progressed into the future.
What are you going to play for us today?
So I'm going to play a tamzara, which is an Armenian folk dance, but on the theme of advancement and progress. It's actually an original composition of mine, and also a traditional dance from Arapkir, which is where my paternal grandmother is from.
Wonderful. All right, take it away.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music does have the power to bring people together in ways that words often cannot. Thank you for watching. And as we go, we would like to leave you with some of the talented students from Sonata Music School.